Hachette Audio presents Wake of Vultures, The Shadow, Book 1. Written by Lila Bowen. Read by Robin Miles.
This one goes out to hashtag We Need Diverse Books, Gangsta Grass, and everyone who bucks the binary. Chapter 1. Nettie Lonesome had two things in the world that were worth a sweet goddamn. Her old boots and her one-eyed mule, Blue. Neither item actually belonged to her. But then again, nothing did. Not even the whisper-thin blanket she lay under, pretending to be asleep, and wishing the black mare would get out of the water trough before things went south. The last 14 years of Nettie's life had passed in a shriveled corner of Durango territory, under the leaking roof of this wind-chapped lean-to with Pap and Ma'am, not quite a slave and nowhere close to something like a daughter. Their faces, white and wobbling as new butter under a smear of prairie dirt, held no kindness. The boots and the mule had belonged to Pap, right up until the day he'd exhausted their use, a sentiment he threatened to apply to her every time she was just a little too slow with the porridge.
Nettie, girl, you take care of that wild filly, or I'll put one in her goddamn skull.
Pap got in a lather when he'd been drinking, which was pretty much always. At least this time, his anger was aimed at a critter instead of Nettie. When the witch-hearted black filly had first shown up on the farm, Pap had laid claim and pronounced her a fine chunk of flesh.